Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the family with
Tevin Pittman,
Alex Brampernard Rasmussen,
two-time good point given.
Three-time.
Okay, what? Did you just forget your name, Kit?
No, you interrupted me.
Click
on Catherine Brandt. You just interrupted me.
My name's something.
And Andy Rembrandt.
Shut up.
We'll be right back. We got a great story to kick off.
No, it's gonna be pile on Catherine.
Right back with the show.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean. Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw, and Bryant.
Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, a family-owned part of the Metro since 1964. John, first off, when it comes to moving, not all companies are created equal. What are some of the scary stories you hear about other guys?
Tommy, if you hire Chuck in a truck, you unfortunately are going to get Chuck service. AAA Movers makes it our mission to guarantee satisfaction with every step of what can often be a stressful time in your life, moving. We move 10,000 to 12,000 families every year. So from your price quote to the professional, respectful way we handle your life's possessions, we'll make your move easy.
My like easy.
By the way, this month, if you mention Tom Bernard or KQ, you'll get a free moving box kit with every move, and you'll save $50 off with junk removal with Junk Luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers, you may not move every day, but they do.
I said, sisters, if you only knew, you would wish.
You would wish you were in my shoes because I have orthotics in them and it walk really straight.
I feel great.
I feel great on my tootsies. That's all I know. I was telling, talking to Catherine, in the last 2 days I walked 15 miles. What, 7.5 and 7.5 so far? I got a few in today. It makes me feel so good to go for a really fast walk, a really brisk.
How do you have time to walk 7 miles?
I do it like 10 to 20 minutes at a time. It's fantastic. It's really nice.
You're supposed to walk 5 to 7 miles a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, so I got to run this by everybody. My new hero, I've always liked him anyway, but he's my new hero because he came out publicly and said, who said this? I think most white people and most black people are really good people.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, God, she read it. It's not fair.
Not I'm the one fair. That told you this story about 3 days ago.
No, you didn't. You left brand me out news. Of the mix.
I thought that was a terrible guess also. It's like Charles Barkley didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
There's no way.
Hey, he's right on the mind. I couldn't agree with him more. In my lifetime, most brown people, black people, white people, yellow people, whatever, red people, whatever color you got, most of them are nice people.
Right.
They're not the a-holes that everybody, oh, because of your skin color, you're horrible.
Unfortunately, what? The a-holes get all the attention. Mm-hmm.
They do.
They're screaming the loudest.
So, Charles, you're my hero. Charles Barkley, my new hero. That's all I'm saying. Has the balls to get up and say, you're wrong. They're good people, usually.
Yeah.
Everybody's a good person.
Like, Charles Barkley, when he was playing, wasn't he considered like an asshole?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, like, absolutely.
To see him,
was he?
To see him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it he had like some famous story where a kid asked him for an autograph and he's like, I'm not your hero or
I'm
something
not your
like
hero,
that?
Yeah.
And so now for him to be this like the most likable guy on television.
I know, it's really so weird.
Well, people mellow player. With age a lot of times. Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you were called the round mound of rebound, you'd oh, hated it too.
The round.
He was a heavy set back mound. When he was a player.
Yeah. Oh, he was?
He was, yeah. Yeah. He was absolutely.
Okay, what was he, 3 pounds overweight?
Right, exactly. He's
a heavy
set. Yeah, well, athlete that is considered
you
overshaped.
You fat bastard.
Well, that's like when Shaq was considered, he was like the fattest guy in the NBA
oh, yeah.
during his playing
yeah.
career.
He just, was a yep. very thick guy. He
yeah,
just
but
was.
It was just because well, yeah, he's 7 feet tall and
yeah.
huge.
Yeah, when he wanted to be lanky, man. Like.
I will
yeah,
never
can't
forget.
Lanky forever.
I go out to.
Slender man.
out to Spring Hill one time and I'm changing my shoes. I look over. And what was the white guy's name, a center for the Pistons again?
Bill Laimbeer,
yeah. He was playing there. I literally could have taken his shoes and gone down the Mississippi in one of them. Well, honest to God, I got my hands up. His feet are literally like almost 2 feet long.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like when I saw Serena
like
Williams
wide.
Getting out of a car. It was just like...
Serena Williams?
Are you kidding?
I stood about next to him at Ibis, and they are big.
They're so big.
Like yeah. line, like linebackers. I'm
like,
how,
like linebackers
this,
big,
like,
yep.
how are you guys this agile on the tennis court?
It's amazing.
Like,
they're humongous.
I couldn't do this.
People.
No. You know, and one of them said to me, "Yeah, you have really pretty blue eyes." And I just pointed my ring. Yeah, I take it.
So thanks to Catherine, you avoided having to marry a Serena Williams.
Grimes and Serena
oh,
Williams.
I'm so glad I saved you from those fates.
Okay, now.
Oh my God! This just super quick. The stuff that Serena Williams. Posts about her daughter on Instagram.
Amazing.
Her daughter is hilarious.
Really?
Oh, my
Great
God.
Great stuff.
Hilarious.
See, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody loves their kids is good by me. That's
How
all
old is
saying.
She?
I want to say, like, maybe 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, oh,
oh 2
God.
Years old.
And she's so cute.
Just don't let her watch Paw Patrol because it's addictive, for
my
God's
God.
Sake. Your son is
my
an
son
addict.
Is an addict.
No
he
doubt.
Absolutely is.
He is.
Absolutely
my cousin
is.
Was addicted to Paw Patrol growing up.
Oh, my God.
Stands in front of the TV saying, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol.
That's what he does.
He
That's exactly
it,
what he does.
He saw it on the airplane home from Disney World.
Oh,
and since
God.
Then, and we don't watch it at home because you have to pay for it because it's on Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon, and I'm like, I'm not going to buy a bunch of episodes of Paw Patrol.
So we did.
So, right. of course, naturally. Well,
over.
You,
yeah.
It's on Paramount Plus, and you pay for Paramount Plus, but we don't. And so you can just get them.
Yeah, that's
oh. Sage just shows up to
oh
the house
God.
Like, scratch, you got any more of that?
Yeah, like, he does. He does.
Got the white lips.
Shows
like,
up like Dave Chappelle.
Like Dave
oh
Chappelle.
He carries
exactly.
around a little Marshall.
Yeah.
Dog.
The Dalmatian.
The Dalmatian one. He loves that. And he just, he talks about Paw Patrol all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, Paw Patrol. And I saw, honey, we gotta go up and eat now. Paw Patrol!
Oh, my God. So he throws you off. You think he's going to say pop, pop, and it's
yeah,
pop,
pop,
patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
No, for me, it was Barney growing up. My mom, I used
oh, yeah,
to
Barney,
wake my mom
yeah.
up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I had a Barney cassette, and she was like, she'd tell me like, yeah, you would wear that out. She was like, it was 35 minutes long. So she's like, I'd put it in, you'd watch for 30 minutes, and you'd come right back in, like, it's done. She'd like, have to get
it again,
rewind it, and start it again.
Oh my God.
She's like, you're cute, but I hated it.
She should have trained you to rewind.
Barney
just push this.
Very annoying.
Yeah. Barney was really annoying.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you were into Barney.
What are you talking about? Barney.
Very short period.
Where's my buddy Tevin over there in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could hear
Big
it.
Fan. Big fan.
Okay, so I got to point something out about my wife, what I just love about her. I brought it up on the air to this morning.
Of course you did. Mm-hmm. Goody.
When you get frazzled, it's one of the greatest, funniest things ever witnessed in my life.
I spin around like a fly in
You go
winter.
Through like four different stages of frazzle.
She does. But when she gets deep frazzled, it's the best. I am not making this up. Yesterday.
Is that when she gets angry frazzled?
No,
because that's
no.
the last stage.
That's the last stage.
That's the last stage where she's just like, oh my God!
She was frazzled, but she wasn't angry. Here's my favorite thing. She's going, oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't find anything. I don't know where anything is. Oh, my God. It's just
I didn't do any of those things.
The matter? Yes, you did. What's the matter? She goes,
why?
I'm looking for, I can't find my socks. I said, they're on your feet.
My one sock.
Both your socks were on your feet.
They were.
What?
Amazing.
I was having issues with my tennis shoes. The tie wasn't untying and doing what it was supposed to do. I had the dog on the leash. It was just like a lot of things were going on, just trying to get out the door.
I can understand that. Because once you get the leash on the dogs were leaving now.
Yeah,
so no,
exactly.
No
exactly.
Yeah,
you don't take the leash until your shoes are on.
Yep. I know. And then he had decided he was coming. So I had the dog on the leash. He's like looming over me, and I'm like, trying to get out the door.
Looming.
It wasn't looming. I pointed out that.
You
now,
were
I would give you this.
You loom.
The socks were the exact same color as your skin tone, so you couldn't really see them unless you
looked. Gray?
Look. No, they were honky flesh.
Be careful.
They were honky flesh. That's
no,
what
I don't have any honky flesh socks.
Well, your socks were on your feet,
no,
and you didn't know it,
have...
is all I'm saying.
This does happen. It's like, you know, it's like your sunglasses are on top of your head, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, your walls in your pocket and your car
things
keys
happen.
In your pocket.
Things
yeah.
happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
I'll
it's
admit
true.
To it.
It's true.
Yes.
Would you be pissed off if your company lost $4 billion and the CEO doubled his salary?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. My God. Some of these
well,
people.
How many billions are we worth?
Last
we're worth
year,
$100 billion, then $4 billion, five
right.
billion.
Not that
who cares?
Big
and it's like if we lost $4 billion, and then his bonus was also $4 billion.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Eyebrows
exactly.
would be
yeah.
raised. Mm.
Well, here you go. Last year was a time of enormous economic distress and uncertainty for the CEOs of major companies. It was also a time of enormous pay raises. Apparently, these people are filthy. We got politicians and CEOs and actors in Hollywood are the filthiest human beings on earth. And I know a lot of CEOs, and I'm not talking about you, so never mind. It was a time of enormous pay raises, the Wall Street Journal reports. While salaries were in many cases unchanged, and some CEOs volunteered to take pay cuts, the journal notes that salary generally makes up less than 10% of compensation for top executives, and that the surging stock market helped median pay for CEOs jump from $12.8 to $13.7 million a year. That's the average CEO income. According to the journal's analysis of compensation for 322 CEOs, compensation rose for 206 of them in 2020 with an average rise of 15%, but as much as 50%. Norwegian Cruise Lines, which lost $4 billion after travel halted last year, CEO Frank Del Rio's compensation doubled to nearly $37 million a year.
Because of the stock market?
No, this is just his salary.
Oh, okay.
What's his last name?
Del Rio.
Why is he the CEO of Norwegian Cruise Line?
Well, a lot of Italians up there, you know. One of those deals.
He saw an opportunity, bought a company. Let's go.
Hey, let me take over. What
like
do you
it.
Say?
I don't like it.
Oh, God. I love these two. These are such fraud. MarketWatch reports that another CEO saw a large rise in compensation last year was Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. He received a salary of $1 and nothing in bonuses or stock options, according to the company, but more than $25 million was listed under other compensation.
Oh, my God.
Other.
He tried to grandstand. Once again, if he's grandstanding, he just took a lot of money from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the...
It's true of everybody.
CEO or whatever of Susan G. Komen, it's like a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's like...
I know. It's unbelievable, these people.
You're in a charity. Why do you have that much money?
So, look, I only took a dollar in compensation. Right. Salary of a dollar. Yeah, but the other $25 million. Mm-hmm. No, I understand it's your company, but you stole the idea from someone else and then forced them out. So you're a pig anyway. These people are disgusting. A lot of not all of them. There are some good CEOs out there that took pay cuts, so let's not forget that. Major companies, too. And there are some good politicians. It's just most CEOs and most politicians and almost all Hollywood people are the most disgusting human beings on earth. I've got to ask you guys a question because I asked Mom this, I think, last night. I have stopped watching a couple of shows because all of today's politics is carried over into their series. Mm-hmm. I watch TV to get away from reality. I don't want to see reality. I want to be entertained. Stop bringing up all these problems we have. I'm trying to get away from that.
I agree to some extent. There are certain shows that I'm like, I don't want to, yeah. Especially at like the height of COVID and George Floyd and all that stuff. It was like, I just don't want to have to deal with it any more than I already am.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, every TV show, it was like, they were worse about it than reality was, and I was like,
exactly,
okay,
I'm
not going to watch television.
Right. And if you can't like subtly put it in there, like it'd be like you're watching the show, and then they'd be like almost like stop, and everybody looks at the camera and gives their piece on their no, just continue to make your show, and we'll be fine.
Well, there was another situation this morning. The story popped up. Another black man shot, and I can't remember where it was.
Minneapolis.
Brooklyn Center? That one. I was talking, this is a different part of the United States. Another black man shot by a police officer, and blah, 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 and the racism in America. And blah. The cop who shot him was black.
Hmm.
So you have a black cop that's racist against black people? Is that what they're saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know what happened with, what was his name, the Brooklyn Center guy, Deshaun?
Dante Wright.
Okay. Wright,
like, from what I heard, it was he got pulled over because they said he had an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror. And then his mom came out and said that she was on the phone with him because he couldn't, he's like 20 years old, like, was trying to figure out his insurance. And he's like, hey, mom, like, do you have the information? And she's like, yeah, like, put me on with the officer. I'll talk, like, give him the information for our insurance. And then the officers, like, told him, like, get, I think he had a warrant for something.
He did, apparently.
And so, but yeah, they were like, hey, get out of the car. And then she said she heard the phone drop. Somebody hung it up. And then the girlfriend called and was like, yeah, he's dead.
Because she was in the passenger seat.
Yeah,
and he tried to get back in his car,
and then they shot him. And somehow it was like driving away because the car then crashed into something.
Oh, really?
He got back in the car and tried to drive away.
Yeah, there's so many steps because I'm seeing things like what you need to know about.
Yeah, there's two different stories going around.
Yeah, and
one
I'm like, what actually?
He was pulled over and murdered for having
an air freshener. Which is like probably the reason like the stop started, but then the warrant is because
the warrant probably
had
something to do with it.
He had a warrant. He hadn't shown up in court.
Right.
He had a court date last week.
He had a court date, which he didn't show up for. He had aggravated assault charges. Right. He has a pretty good rap sheet for a guy his age. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I don't know. The other side of the story is cops pulled him over. He got out, and then he went back in his vehicle, which they always assume it's a gun or a weapon of some kind. And then I don't know if he had a weapon. I have no idea.
Right.
And then he fled.
Yeah.
I don't know why they shot him.
Yeah, and from some of... I have a friend that he works doing, like, security around Minneapolis he's been doing it for probably, like, 40 years. And he's very plugged in with, like, all the police officers and chief of police and stuff like that. And he was saying like that they're already saying like, oh, it was a bad, unjustified shoot, that like this officer's probably gonna get fired. And
once again, these people that have to go out and loot and harm, wait a day at least?
I saw T-Mobile in like that strip mall in Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, got totally just demolished.
Oh, really? Yeah, like
and
the National Guard.
There's been lots of looting.
5 minutes, and then like, do we have to go into T-Mobile? Like, that's what we're doing again? Like, we just did this last year.
Like, I don't really... Why would you shoot a guy just because he's driving away? That makes no sense.
Well, I don't know.
If a guy has a warrant and he tries to get back into his car, a cop is probably going to freak out.
Right. But until you see
don't reach into your car while you're under arrest. That's just not something you do.
And then there's been a bunch of stuff posted about the I'm sorry, what's his name?
Chauvin?
Dante.
No. Dante?
Dante. Mm-hmm. His Facebook posts all about him holding giant bunches of money and drugs guns.
Ixnay, that's Tevin's website.
I'm just saying, that shows like how people can see different like narratives. Like,
right.
Because like I haven't seen any of those pictures. The only ones that I've seen are ones with his daughter on like a picnic table that are like getting circulated.
I know. So that's the whole thing. It's just like there's two different stories circulating. And probably both are.
Just all I know is that I'm right.
All I know is,
you had the good questions earlier. I think this time, so it's, it all depends on where you see it, and people are just, we'll circulate at whatever. And it's both sides have partial facts that are true. And
bring them all together.
It's all the partial, yes, this is true, but you cut out X amount of,
And why the officer, I thought that officers were only supposed to fire if their life was threatened,
right,
or other people's lives were threatened, right?
But maybe
I'm wrong about that.
Well, the tough thing is, if someone reaches into a gun, reaches into a car, if they grab a gun and turn around, you've got maybe a fifth of a second before you are potentially dead.
No, I think you gotta have longer than that, because like I think like for an average person to like go into their car, dig for wherever their gun is, then
but if he just has a gun on the dashboard or something? You don't know. It was night. It was dark.
But I don't know. I feel like they say it's all like bang, bang, but it's like you're trained to handle bang, bang situations.
Well, I mean, once you get shot, you're dead, though.
Yeah, that's the whole problem.
They can't take any risks.
Yeah, but he's not like the Matrix. He's not like turn around like John Wick.
Why did he get back in his car and flee? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, see,
He had an outstanding warrant, so we knew he was going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but I guess in today's age, like, I'd rather go to jail for my outstanding warrant than
get shot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, here are the facts. Dante Wright was a 20-year-old black man from Minneapolis. Police stopped Dante on a traffic violation. Dante called his mom after being stopped and explained that he was stopped for having air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. An officer shot Dante when he re-entered his vehicle after being stopped. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
But it doesn't say what happened. Right,
that's it. Like, here are the facts. Like, here are a few facts.
Not all of them.
I think that their body cams were on the cops.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Once you'll see that, I guess you'll know what actually happened.
Yeah.
Body cam footage should be released immediately after things
I couldn't agree more.
No, you have to get ahead of the narrative.
I agree.
Like, because the longer you wait, even if you're not doing anything to, like, doctor the footage, people are going to just speculate. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you just, if I can take a video right now with my phone and upload it instantly, why can't we do that with body cams?
Yeah, like a lot of the George Floyd stuff wasn't released. All the video wasn't released.
It wasn't released until a year later.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. It's kind of weird.
Well, and some of that stuff was deleted by your close buddy.
My close buddy.
What's his name? Ellison. Ellison messed with some of that stuff, too. Not a big fan of Uncle Tommy's, by the way. Got to be honest with you. Hard to believe. The Babylon Bee. Nation braces for most peaceful protests yet. I bet they're going to be.
This is not... I predicted that this was going to happen. During the trial,
we've all known this was going to happen.
The summer was going to be bad enough with just the trial going on, and now with this, it's like I'm genuinely like scared to see what's going to go on.
Yeah, I know.
It's all new Disney Plus premium service will send a Satanist drag queen to your house to teach your kids about communism. You guys will find out. I think it's hilarious.
Some of the stuff that they post, I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like,
what the hell's wrong with you?
Like Lil Nas X reference with his Satan shoes?
Music video.
I still don't understand why he didn't take the Nike logo off him.
Right, or like dumb. Turn like the Nike symbol upside down.
Or something.
Because it's like the upside down flip has like demonic meaning as well. So that's like what you're going for in your shoe. That. Yeah, like turning things upside down.
The cross upside down.
Yeah. I did not know that.
So it's like you could have made more of an impact, I think.
Yeah, I don't understand why why he didn't. First of all, why do you want Satan's shoes?
Well, it wasn't him. It was like a distribution company that did it. They were just like, oh, yeah.
Well, they got to be smarter than that.
I know. It's like you'd think that they're not just going to like buy all these random shoes.
And well, the shoes sold for like over $1,000.
It was over $1,000.
Yeah. So it's like he made enough money, and they give him now all this.
How many were there to buy?
10,000, I think.
No. Come on.
666.
Oh, that's all it was.
He had the 666 going, baby.
What people don't realize is he also made Jesus shoes.
Oh, they never brought those up.
Well, no, it was the same company that made Jesus shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But so it wasn't. Lil Nas X was involved in the Jesus shoe thing.
Well, he wasn't involved in Jesus shoes.
That was a few years ago, I guess. Oh,
okay. Yeah, they made Jesus shoes and Satan shoes. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you wear one of each, then you summon Armageddon.
Can't possibly.
Don't try it.
You might be right about that. No question about it.
Yeah. Lil Nas X, whatever, I could take or leave his music, not a huge fan, but like if following him on Twitter and like seeing him respond to Twitter trolls is amazing.
Oh my god.
Like he'll people, because obviously being gay, he'll be like have to defend himself all the time, and so he'll
wait a minute, defend himself from who?
Bigot people?
People still attack you for being gay in 2021?
People attack you for being anything.
Well, that's true. That's
Are
a good
kidding
point.
Me?
Right. Yeah, so he'll. Like somebody, he released this Satan shoes and had the music video of him dancing on the devil, and people were just coming after him for it.
Yeah.
And he's like, so these are the same people that are telling me that I'm going to hell for being gay, and then when I'm in hell dancing,
they're still mad at me for dancing in hell. That's a great point, actually. You're mad at me for dancing even though I'm in hell.
In the place that you're saying I'm going because of my... Yeah.
And I'm just trying to be cool it.
Just so we're all on the same page.
I guess so. We will take a break here. Be back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a little Kostaki Economopoulos coming up. We're figuring out all the problems in the world, and we're following Charles Barkley right down the beaten path. That's all I know. We'll be right back with the family.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. I met the folks from Shift Real Estate last year on our way to Key West and loved their story. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees because they list for a flat fee of $5,000, and that includes photos, MLS listing, online marketing, and the assistance of a full-time realtor. Tell Shift about your home, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more. Shift Real Estate, the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Tom here with a question for you. Is there anything more important than your health? I want you to take control of your health like I did with Profile by Sanford. Developed by doctors and researchers, Profile is a wellness plan that takes the guesswork out of losing weight. You know what that's all about. Should I do this? Should I do that? Well, their certified health coaches are here to educate and motivate you. Profile is not a diet. It's about changing your nutritional habits so you can make healthier choices for life. In fact, I joined Profile recently. Danette is my coach, and she is the greatest. And I mean that, by the way. Keeps me in line, too. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, she'll be with me every step of the way. She has been so far. Profile has worked for thousands of people, and it will work for you, too. You should go to profileplan.com to set up a free, no-obligation consultation. Mention KQRS for additional savings. Profileplan.com, promo code KQRS. That's profileplan.com, keyword KQRS. Don't wait. Take control of your health with Profile today.
Dude.
Who's going to say it?
Kostaki.
Somebody's got to say it.
What?
It's the sneaky music.
Oh. It's the sneaky music, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody says it every time that music
the
plays.
The sneaky music.
Just like
is
that.
Is Kostaki ready to go?
Yep.
Kostaki Economopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
I'm moving. You know, moving's tough.
You're moving today? You're moving today.
Yeah. Well, We're moving Wednesday, but all the pre and the doings and the stuff.
Yeah, it sucks.
Are you guys hiring somebody to do all the heavy lifting for you, or are you going to do the manual labor yourself?
There is going to be some help with the heavy lifting parts, yes. And my age starts with a 5 now. But the moving by myself days are behind me, I think.
Big baby.
Yeah. Moving's one of life's worst things. Like, here's top 3 life worst things. Cancer, divorce, moving. That's the order, right? And divorce is only worse than moving because you also have to move. If you're the one who gets to stay in the house, divorce drops to number 3, right?
Yeah, pretty much true.
We're moving out of it was an extended visit to my mother's.
Right.
I'm surrounded by women. I'm living at my mom's. I got a wife and 2 daughters. I sometimes was staying at my mother-in-law's. The only male in the house is a 7-pound poodle who, even in his prime, not exactly a manly macho dog.
No.
I'm walking a 7-pound poodle named Gucci pretty much says to the neighborhood, I'm gay.
Well, whatever, you know.
He predates me. He's my stepdog. He's
stepdog.
I'll go, come on, man, you got to get off the couch. And he looks at me like, you're not my real dad. You know, we have that relationship.
Leave me alone. I like it.
I've heard of testosterone shots. Can I get some of those for my wife and kids? Like, not so much they grow hair on their faces, just enough they don't groan when football comes on. Is that too much to ask?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
All right, so I got to tell you this story about the poodle. So he's almost 15.
Wow.
He's getting old. He's losing his vision. He's a little feeble. He sometimes would get lost when he would go out to pee. So at my mom's, we've got this retractable leash, and we'd stand at the door with the leash, you know, at night, so we'd kind of let it go pee and not lose track of him. And then somebody took a picture of a coyote in my mom's yard. So there was a big scare. It's like, oh, make sure Gucci's on the leash. It's like, I don't know how that's going to help. So now I'm at the door. He's on a leash, and I'm trolling for coyotes. if I get a bite, I know I got to set the hook, you know. He's the perfect bait. He's got a little sweater on. His breath smells like toddler food crumbs.
You know. What a life.
Yeah. And I was daydreaming, like, what happens if a coyote attacks him right now? Like, I feel like I could take a coyote. Is that crazy? Like,
yes.
Just kick him really hard.
They're kind of small.
Over, yeah, they're not right? Very big.
They have huge teeth.
Yeah, they're like a scrawny German Shepherd, like a malnourished. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not that big. It's not a mountain lion or a bear. If a bear attacks the dog, that's the end of the story. I just let go of the leash.
You're gone.
Close the door. Like, time to get a new dog. Anything higher than me on the food chain, I'm not an alligator or a bear or a hippopotamus. I'm not dealing with any of that. I overheard my wife and my mother-in-law having this funny conversation. My wife goes, the coyote could eat Zoe. And my mother-in-law said, no, he won't. He'll just rip her leg off. Okay.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. So I'm literally Googling how to avoid conflicts with coyotes.
Well, coyotes are, it's like the whole, you know, they're more afraid of you than
they're
them.
They're very cowardly,
typically.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we have a lot of coyotes in the woods behind our house, and we'll come across them every once in a while, and they just run away.
Yeah.
They're not, like, right. They're not going to run at a human right. And just, yeah. Like, I'm going to eat your leg.
They're not like wolves. They're, no. Yeah, they'd rather run away.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel like for a little old dog, like, eaten by a coyote is a good way to go. Like, do you want to die out of an office on a sterile metal table, or do you want to be part of the food chain?
Got to go to Dog Valhalla. Dog, die in combat, you go to Valhalla. It's the only way to get in.
Nice. I wondered the same thing about my Aunt Kiki. Like, she's 86. She's been locked in a room in an assisted living home in a pandemic for a year and a half, you know? Like, why not put her on a leash and let her roam around the yard, troll for bears, you know? Bears love an old Greek lady. They taste like baklava.
Oh, that's nice. That's really... How about pistachio? That'd be better.
Pistachio, that's right.
Absolutely. Phenomenal.
By the way, my aunt's been making baklava for, don't know, 65 years. And she made a batch recently, and she said, I did something a little different this time. I think this is the best I've ever done. I said, what'd you do different? She said, more honey. Like 65 years?
How'd you think of that?
You ever tried more honey once?
Tried it once after 55 years. I like it.
So I was thinking about these. There's a lot of stories about the way we used to deal with our old, you know, set-aside. You would leave them on a mountaintop and let them go because it was better for the culture. And apparently this stuff is mostly aggrandized and exaggerated. It's very rare, this idea of pushing out the old person on ice thing for an Eskimo. Like, it's not never, but it's very rare. I did find one story of an ancient village in Greece that had a famine. And they voted that everyone over 60 has to drink hemlock.
Well.
Yeah. It's much softer here in America. Everyone over 60 has to watch Matlock.
Come on now. Isn't that much Andy softer. Griffith? That Matlock was Andy Griffith, wasn't it?
That's right.
Is it true that he was the biggest prick in the history of Hollywood? I heard he was a terribly unfriendly person. That. Oh, you never heard it?
I, you know, a little before my time, I never heard that.
Oh, here we go.
So youthful.
I meant that in an Andy way, not in a, you know, stick one to Tom way.
Yeah, way to go. God, you even know who Barney Fife is. I'm not talking to you. Okay, yeah. Whatever. Whatever.
Well, I love that Andy knew my Andy, you know.
Andy? That's true. Absolutely.
I had Nick at Night.
Oh, yeah. We loved Nick at Night.
Yes, we did.
We watched that more than Nickelodeon.
Probably.
Oh, God, yes.
We're so old.
Much.
I used to watch those old shows. When I was a little boy, I used to watch these ancient reruns of Petticoat Junction.
Oh, wow.
Remember that show?
Sure. Absolutely.
And Green Acres.
Mm-hmm. It's a place to be.
Green Acres is the place.
Okay, what was the woman's name that starred in Petticoat Junction? Come on. Let's see if you have knowledge.
I would never be.
Well, it's not one of the Gabors. That's the Green Acres.
What is this show you say?
Yeah, that was Ava Gabor in Green Acres. But on Petticoat Junction, what was the lead woman's name in real life?
I didn't even know there was a lead.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley, that's who it was. Okay, you want to know her name?
No.
Sure.
Andy doesn't want to know, so you're out.
We're canceling the trivia.
Okay. We're not doing it. No, it's B. Benaderet. That was her name.
Benaderet. Benaderet.
Yep.
That's an old woman name.
That is an old lady name now.
I love it.
I love the name
that
B.
That was Dan's grandma's name, Beatrice.
But there aren't any Beatrices any longer. I went to school with Beatrice.
That went the way of Hazel.
I love old lady names. Fawn's name was going to be Agnes originally.
I love Agnes, a great name.
B. Benaderet was born in 1906. So
well,
you so could call her an old lady.
115 years old today. But
she went to high school with you. You said,
"Oh God, you know I hate Tevin so much."
No, she built his high school.
You know, I offered the job to Charles Barkley, and he turned it down. Tom so I get stuck with Tevin.
Tom remembers B when she was just this big.
God.
I came back from the Civil War, and there she was, playing with her yo-yo.
You know, I had my Confederate uniform on.
Look at the tie.
At some point, you know, Jennifer is going to be an old lady name,
that's
right?
True.
Things kind of come
to
place, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't know any Jennifers anymore. All the Jennifers I know are 96.
Mm-hmm.
Just about right. Names are changing a lot. The common... I guess particularly for men, the common names like Thomas and I think Mike is still big, but that's about the only one.
I think Mike is pretty timeless.
Yeah,
probably. But Tom and all those names are.
Well, can you imagine how much the names like Kaylee, Braylee, all that kind of those are going to age horribly?
Oh God,
because they're all hyper localized to like a period of 5 years.
They are. Yep.
Imagine like a 90-year-old grandpa named Braden.
That's true. It's a good point.
He's got his Fortnite tattoo. Yeah. That's
he
all
does
faded.
Indeed.
Doing the floss at his grandson's wedding.
So the Michaels and the Johns, those are protected because of the Bible?
Yeah, exactly.
Or because of
probably.
Tradition? Like, how do those stay?
Well, yeah, then again, if you named a kid Hezekiah, people would probably...
Oh, I knew a Hezekiah when I was a kid.
You did?
There was a Hezekiah.
Really?
Yep. Oh, God, yes. I went to Catholic school, man. There were all kinds of them.
Melissa knows a lot of, biblical name, like Old Testament biblical names that I would have never thought were still a thing. But
I want to go with Job. But they didn't ask me when I was born.
Job wasn't a great story, so
it was not a great story.
Don't want to be named after that.
The worst possible name for the Bible.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Might as well name him like Cain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill my brother. Mm-hmm. It'd be unbelievable.
Great.
It'd be amazing.
There's a segue back to football.
Oh, pardon
about us. Killing your brother? That applies to football.
Yes.
Biblical name. The Falcons pick fourth in the draft here coming up. I guess as long as fourth is not a quarter, we should be okay. Is that
oh, fair, my right? God. He went after his own team. I heard it.
My own team. They'll probably lose the draft card with 3 minutes, 28 seconds left on the clock.
You took that well. You took that really well.
What are you going to do?
I was busy breaking up fist fights on a rooftop. But,
That's right.
That game, I'll never forget that game.
Aaron Rodgers guest hosted Jeopardy. It's the first time the offensive line's not to blame for him being in Jeopardy.
Oh, see? Very good.
Almost a pun there.
It was. Almost a pun. Very close.
A lot of question marks around Jimmy Garoppolo, but whatever's happening, he's always sitting pretty.
He's a handsome devil. You can't get around that. That is true.
It's ridiculous. Nike suspended their endorsement deal with Deshaun Watson. When deciding whether to show your penis to your masseuse, probably best to avoid "just do it."
Yeah. No new slogan.
Beats by Dre also dropped Deshaun Watson. He is being picked up, however, by Beats himself in front of horrified onlookers. That's a
hell of a brand name.
Smaller and terribly named headphone brand.
Good God.
Watson's attorney says there were some consensual encounters. That's your defense? He didn't assault everyone? All right.
That is pretty bizarre, come to think of it. Well, he didn't get them all. Right. What?
I think you need a new defense attorney.
Right. Yeah, maybe.
Some of these were consensual. Okay. All right. Well, carry on then. So Wednesday is the tentative move-in date. So hopefully when I talk to you next week, we'll be settled and I'll be in an office. I'll be in my office, which will probably be a little corner of one of the other rooms.
I have a question for you. You move into Montecito like everybody else?
No. I think we're going to wind up in Venice, which is,
Well, that'll be nice. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
It's near L.A. without being in L.A.
Right.
Is that the right answer for us?
A lot of action out there, though. You're going to start roller skating? A lot of people in Venice roller skate.
Probably not.
Kostaki and his roller skates and short shorts. I can see
it
now.
Oh, come on. Send a picture.
Right. Brian Miller comes to visit.
They're holding hands on Venice Beach.
In the sunset.
Muscle Beach.
Yeah, going to get snow cones.
I tried to find a pair of rollerblades a few months ago, but they just don't make them anymore.
They don't?
I did a rollerblade half marathon a couple. Yeah, it's probably.
Blame it on COVID.
All outdoor athletic equipment has been like Dan's. He's like, you couldn't find a pair of skis. You can't find, and he works for a bike company, and he's like, we can't find any bike parts.
Really?
I mean, like, they can because they're a bike company, he's like, he's trying to fix up his dad's old bike, and he can't find any bike parts anywhere, and he works for a bike company.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Right. Yep. All right, well, get to work, mister. Start unloading furniture right now.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Kostaki Economopoulos, ladies and gentlemen.
I missed the Kostaki.
I love Kostaki.
What a nice monologue.
He mostly talked about his poodle getting eaten by a coyote.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He has a tiny poodle named Gucci that he walks.
Gucci. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's his wife.
It's his.
Really?
I thought it was his mom's.
Gucci.
Well, step poodle, what does that mean?
Would that be a wife?
His wife's poodle that I guess he married her and she had the poodle.
Ah.
Yeah.
It was very riveting.
And Gucci. And we talked about how coyotes are more afraid of you than you are of them.
Mm-hmm. I had one growl at me, so I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, exactly. Your mother Your mother brought this up to me this morning on the way down here, and I looked this up because I couldn't believe that, you know, this guy actually did what he did. This is the dumbest idea I have ever seen a governor try to pull off in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
I am closely, this is the governor of Minnesota. I am closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center. Gwen and I are praying for Dante Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement. You really think that's something the governor should be saying right now before we have the evidence?
Well, Tevin just showed me the video.
Yeah. And it doesn't look great.
No, I'm sure. No, I don't understand.
Has the body cast stuff out already?
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
I will say that. So was the cop white or black?
White.
He's a white guy.
He's handcuffing him, and then he just, like, thrashes his hands and jumps in his car. And then the cops tried to grab him, and then he was thrashing around, and then they shot him.
It looks like they didn't do a good enough job of, like, having two officers put handcuffs on.
Yeah, because
like,
the other like, one was, like,
hold his hands and put cuffs on, and then he, like, got in his car, and it looked like he was trying to, like, sit behind the wheel, and then he was, like, seated, and then they, the cop behind the officer that was, like, trying to get him out, like, shot him.
Yeah,
I would say this until our governor sees that video or hears the. You shut up?
Right.
That'd be good.
He did that like right away. Yeah. That's what his statement was immediately. Right.
Once again, this is all about him. It's got nothing to do with Dante Wright. It's all about him looking good.
He's a pile of crap.
And if you're going to say something right away, like it should be a more long-winded, like calming the masses down.
That's what I'm saying.
Not like, right let's pick and choose what we tell people so they freak the fuck out.
Exactly.
Thoughts and prayers and then have a good night.
Yeah. Is there a petition I can sign? It's like, okay.
The only conclusion I can come to is that he wants Minnesota to be a hellhole, but I don't know why.
Oh, because it's easy to run. Or it's easy to control the people.
Right.
You keep people hungry, you have them dependent on the government, then you can get them to vote your way, and you get to be empowered.
Oh, it's worked
forever.
Very well in Minnesota.
Yes.
They have absolute control, and they have for decades.
I don't know who posted this. I'll find out. Governor, your words fuel fire for for protesters. You, of all people, should know to wait until the Department of Public Safety Bureau of Criminal Apprehension finish their investigation. In your tweet, you should have stopped after the words, praying for Dante Wright's family. Everything after that was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Apparently a bunch
of
people.
He doesn't want it to be, like, calming or...
No, he wants everybody to...
His role is to keep everybody from looting everybody else's store and making sure... And then, obviously, if this cop shot this kid for no reason, he's going to get fired and go to jail and get another murder trial. That's how it's going to be.
And because of, like, the legal system, if he, says, oh, this another murder shot by a police officer, then, like, that muddies, like, public perception, which could muddy, like, the trial process. And be quiet.
It's all bad.
Yeah, stop.
Be quiet.
Yeah. We better edit that part out. Did you hear what Devin just said?
What?
Another murderer shot by police. That's what you said.
Another murder? No, not
murderer. You said murderer.
No, I didn't say murder.
Yes, you did play
murder. Another murder.
We know what you meant. Just
I don't.
This
I have
is
no
what's
idea.
Wrong with the
yes. Stop ganging up on the only minority at the table, Tom.
Because I'm a black man.
Thought this was a safe space.
God, he is a goofy looking guy. He actually looks like a hillbilly or
Waltz?
Governor. He does. He looks like a hillbilly.
If I passed him on the street, I wouldn't even know who he is.
No, he looks like an everyday Minnesota guy that you can get.
Basic middle-aged white guy.
And he's aged terribly during like the COVID George Floyd stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him before.
Yeah, like you can just see his press conference at the beginning of the year were like, you know, more upbeat and like, we're going to come out on top of this. And I was just like... So I don't really have any more updates on this.
He was doing those like weekly, every Friday, and everybody was like, what's he going to say? I'm like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, and he kept us closed up way longer than we needed to.
On the other side, I don't understand why this cop would have shot him. Why would you shoot him just because he's going
to drive
away?
Well, right now that he meant to get his taser, but he accidentally got his gun.
Okay.
But that's not...
It's not good police work. Let me start by saying that.
Not to mention, if someone...
Step number one, know the difference between taser and...
Yeah, like basic police protocol.
Take a look at the weapon in your hand.
If someone is sitting at the wheel of a car that is on... tasing them is not a great idea anyway, because they're going to seize up.
Right.
They're going to jerk the wheel and slam on the gas, and they're probably going to end up killing someone.
Yeah.
So even if he did mean to get the taser, that doesn't make sense.
Well, but I mean,
either.
What else were they supposed to do? Because he he was being handcuffed, and then he threw his hands and got into his car.
Big guy. Honestly, so, what if you get into your car, you reach
control a little guy. We could take him in a fight. But because he was, he definitely should not have jerked away from the police and tried to get back in his car.
What is what is the thought process of the non-compliance with a guy
who's got a gun? It's just got to be warrant, don't want to go to jail. But then it's in the moment, you're not.
Yeah.
Because I've had instances where I was like, should I just take off right now? But then it's no. They're just going to find you. It's not once you get away, it's not like you win.
Every time I've been pulled over by a cop, which hasn't been a ton of times, maybe I've been pulled over maybe 5 times in my life.
I'm going to pull over twice.
Mm-hmm. I've been,
and are you, Jesus on the Mount down
every
there?
Every time I get I get nervous. Absolutely. I'm like, oh my God, it's a guy with a gun.
Anytime there's a cop behind me, I'm like, am I breaking any laws? Do I have heroin in my...
I'm afraid. Hands of ten. You never know when there's going to be.
Well, it's last night I was leaving work and there was a police car that passed that was sitting at a stoplight, and then he turns his lights on because he got a call for somewhere else, and so he comes flying over. So as I'm pulling over, I'm like, wait, what did I do? Did I do something?
I'm black in America today, but other than that,
there's always anxiety. Yeah.
Even when I've had cops come to my house because we were going to talk about something, a problem in the neighborhood or something. I mean, they walk up your driveway and they've got guns on them.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, this person, I don't like, I don't like talking to people that are holding guns. It just bothers me.
One of my favorites. Yeah. We'll close with this because we got to go. Franklin Ajayi, who was one of the funniest comedians. You ever know Franklin Ajayi?
Nope.
Look him up. He's from the 1970s. Okay. He was way ahead of his time. He was actually shoulder to shoulder with Richard Pryor.
Really?
He's still alive.
Franklin Ajayi is still alive. Yeah, exactly. He said,
he's only 71.
I got to tell you a story. Something happened to me today on the way to the studio. I got pulled over by the police. And I said, officer, why'd you pull me over? He said, I pulled you over because you're a big N on a sunny day. And I said, yeah, but officer, I left this morning and it was gloomy then. What a very, very funny guy. If you get a chance to listen to Franklin Ajayi, do it. He was way ahead of the time. All right, that's going to do it. Listen, I just want you to know that I've been considering as governor that it's the end of the show, but I'll never really realize how great this show was because...
What?
Don't try to make yourself look better is all I'm saying. He tried to make himself look better rather than help the people.
Of course. That's what he
Jesus,
does.
Jesus. It's just disgusting.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to know what his role is.
No, he really doesn't.
It's probably an overreaction to his response the first time. So he's like, well, now I got to do something different. And
maybe.
Whatever. But whatever.
Still a hillbilly. That's all I'm saying. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.